Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast, which has steps for taking charge of your art career. First, a little story. My graduate studies in art history consisted of lots of reading, lots of looking at slides, and lots of presentations. I had to present some kind of art historical insight on a biweekly basis. These usually involve slide projectors and 35mm slides. I thought these dinosaurs were a thing of the past, but just a couple of weeks ago, I attended a talk at the museum in which the artist used 35mm slides. I hadn't seen those in so long. Most artists today are using programs like PowerPoint or Keynote for their presentations. In this edition of the podcast, I'm going to talk about designing your PowerPoint presentations. Now, don't turn this off just because you're not giving live presentations of your art at the moment. If you're serious about building your art career, there will come a time when you're asked to talk about your work, and you want to be prepared. As a funny aside, one of my advisors in grad school told us that if we didn't have much to say, we should be sure to dress nicely and have good slides. I think the other professors were horrified when they heard this. So back to the serious stuff. It's great news that we no longer have to scramble at the last minute to have slides shot, developed, and masked. You can insert images into your digital presentations up until the moment you're introduced. It is magic. It can also be tragic. PowerPoint gone wrong is a hideous sight. Bad PowerPoint consists of incongruous colors, over-designed slides, too many slides, and mostly too much text. Too much text, and you wonder what you paid for or why you're there when the entire presentation is written out on the slides. You might as well have stayed home and received the slides as a PDF file in your inbox. Here's some tips for designing and perfecting the digital presentation of your art. Don't use a template design. There should be no design on the slides other than your art. Do start your presentations with a blank slide. I prefer black backgrounds, which serve the same purpose as that old silver tape we used to use to mask a slide. This blank slide keeps the focus on your art. Do be consistent with colors and design throughout the presentation. Don't use bullet points. Bullet points are old school. And for those of you who have seen bullet points in my presentations, I apologize. I've been removing them completely in the last few months. Do avoid as much text as possible. I've begun using words mostly as graphic elements next to or on top of a handsome image like art or stock photography when I'm introducing a major concept. These are usually single words or two-word phrases that take up about 40 to 50% of the slide area. They're there for impact. But you don't need words. You have your art. Don't even bother putting image titles next to the art. You shouldn't care if your audience recalls the title. You want them to be entranced with the work itself, not the title. That reminds me. This shouldn't need saying, it should be obvious, but do use great photos of your art. Don't use cartoony clip art anywhere. It takes the focus off of your art. Do get permission to use images, text, and music that aren't your own. This is copyrighted material. Do practice with the remote control ahead of time. All remote controls are different, so you want to get a feel for the one you'll be using. I use PowerPoint rather than Keynote, and I like to project the slides in a mode called View Presenter's Tools. This allows me to see the next slide at any point in my presentation if I'm in front of the computer. Do conduct a rehearsal to project your images with the LCD projector that you're going to be using. Color varies greatly on these projectors, and you're going to be far more concerned about correct color than any previous presenter that used that projector and was just sharing slides with lots of text on it. On the projector, fine-tune the color as needed and use the keystone adjustment to tweak the projected shape into a perfect rectangle. And finally, do work on the words that you're going to be using to go along with each slide. I'm going to talk a lot more about this in next week's podcast, so stay tuned for that. There's also more on presentations and gallery talks in my book, I'd Rather Be in the Studio, pages 53 to 67. Know this, the design of your digital presentation should put the spotlight on your art. Think about this. Is your digital presentation stuck in the past? Do this. Design your PowerPoint presentation so that it puts the focus on your art. Remove all unnecessary words and eliminate template designs. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the free weekly Art Marketing Action newsletter, an email version of this podcast.